Alleluia, 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 alleluia. God has called us through the gospel to possess the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. Alleluia. 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 A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus and his disciples left from there and began a journey through Galilee. But he did not wish anyone to know about it. He was teaching his disciples and telling them, "The Son of Man is to be handed over to men, and they will kill him. And 3 days after his death, the Son of Man will rise." But they did not understand the saying, and they were afraid to question him. They came to Capernaum, and once inside the house, he began to ask them, "What were you arguing about on the way?" But they remained silent. They had been discussing among themselves on the way who was the greatest. Then he sat down, called the 12, and said to them, "If anyone wishes to be first, he shall be the last of all and the servant of all. Taking a child, he placed it in the midst, and putting his arms around it, he said to them, 'Whoever receives one child such as this in my name receives me, and whoever receives me receives not me, but the one who sent me.'" Gospel of the Lord. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. On the way, Jesus said to them, "He will be persecuted and rise on the third day." Very simple message. But the disciples knows it, but they don't want to know in detail. That's why they are afraid to ask Jesus. On the other hand, they still have the wrong concept of the Messiah. They thought this Messiah is the one, is a political leader, lead the Israel people out from Roman control. That's why they were asking themselves in the future who will be sit next to the king. So arriving in Capernaum, Jesus asked them, "What are you talking about?" They dare not say anything, because in their heart they don't want to accept the reality that Jesus will die. Therefore, to rise on the third day for them cannot enter into the mind. Jesus teaches them by concrete way, putting a child in the midst and telling them, "Whatever you do to this child, you're doing for me, even for me, is for the Lord, for God the Father." Anyway, the disciples, all these things is too new, too hard for them to enter. And that's why, after Last Supper, when Jesus was questioning by the high priest, Peter denied that he knows Jesus in the garden. He's afraid. It's true. It's human attitude. We too, we're not much better. But we need to ask the special grace. We need to ask to be the strength. To follow Jesus. Ask Jesus to give us today to live every present moment, love all people as if we love Jesus, and also always ready to open our heart to let Jesus come in our soul. Jesus is always ready to come into our house, only that we to the open door. Let's open our door, let Jesus in, to be with him, and go ahead.